dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who've transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we've lost. First, the term pedophile, which we are now realizing is far too harsh, judgmental, and othering towards those members of our community who find themselves sexually attracted to young persons through no fault of their own. As El Paso's Franklin High School teacher Amber Parker recently told her students, we should not be calling people by the hateful and hurtful word pedophiles and should instead use a more neutral and non-judgmental term like minor attracted person or MAPS.
Stop calling them that. You're not allowed to label them. You're not allowed to label them.
What?
Stop it. We're not going to call them that. We're going to call them MAPS.
No.
Minor attracted persons.
No.
So don't judge people just because they want to have sex with a 5-year-old.
Clearly, Ms. Parker has internalized the basic truth we learn every year at the Camp No Holier Than Thou Sexual Liberation Unrelearning Center, that no one can control whom they love, and therefore no one should be judged for their attractions. Since the term pedophile is so tainted with the mean judgment of past repressed sexuality, we fully embrace the MAPS label, or, as some people like to say, MAPSies, because this is a term unburdened by negative social moral judgments. If you'll remember the first dictum of relanguaging, whence thou canst not salvagest the word, inventest thou a new one to takest its place. Miss Parker is simply updating the approved lexicon of non-judgmentalism by confronting the prejudices her students' parents have imparted to them and working to build a more inclusive world where even MAPSies can feel welcomed and affirmed. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, Colonials, the team name for George Washington University Athletics. As it was announced earlier this year, the officials at the university have taken the guidance offered by its wizened Gen Z student leaders, who rightly noted that the term colonials is marginalizing to the indigenous peoples of North Native Person Land, what the wretched language heathens still call America, sadly. Obviously, the term colonials carries a clear and awful message that the theft and plunder by European invaders of the land the natives loved is not only acceptable, but even something to celebrate. As the university stated, quote, it can no longer serve its purpose as a name that unifies due to division among the community. Instead of a name that praises evil and oppression, the school will select a new name that expresses unity, inclusion, equity, tolerance, and especially love for our fellow man, woman, and other. Some of the proposed alternatives include the George Washington Rainbows, the Cooperators, the Indigenouses, the Mighty Arugulas, and my personal favorite, the Wilting Lilies. This last was proposed by sophomore Brittany Schrank of Worcester, Mass., who said, the floppy white petals of the lily represent the beautiful surrender of self to the will of the zeitgeist required for peaceful coexistence in a stressful and anxiety-ridden world. Well said, Brittany. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, let us all take a moment to rejoice at the work being done by the Apostles of Affirmation at Disney Studios, who this week unveiled their newest project, a live-action version of The Little Mermaid coming out next summer and starring Halle Bailey, a young black actress with the voice of an angel, or of a topless half-woman, half-fish. What Walt Disney is doing here cannot be overstated. Following a new tradition that includes such obvious examples of Anthony Mackie playing a black Captain America and Will Smith playing a black or blue genie, this latest example of multiculturalizing a traditionally white-skinned character will do wonders for the unwhitening of the mouse's intellectual property. Now, yes, it is true that some people have objected to this portrayal because it also appears that Bailey's hair will not be fully red. But if we are to see Ariel's skin turn brown, why not her flowing dreadlocks as well? Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Since white people are taking characters, stories, and attire that is traditionally black for themselves, and that's considered cultural appropriation and therefore unacceptable, why is it okay to go the other direction with traditionally white things? Well, silly, the answer is obvious, because the rules of cultural criticism only apply against white people. Duh. And moreover, even if we were to allow that there is pain being delivered to white-skinned or red-headed persons with this depiction, that's a good thing, because it will teach them the pain which oppressed persons have been experiencing all this time. As the aluminum rule teaches, it is good to do unto others what you would not have them do unto you, as long as you do so in order to teach them a really meaningful lesson. only by causing this pain to the privileged pale skins and gingers among us can we grow in them some empathy for the plight of brown persons everywhere. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, with these cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth in loving tolerance and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Oh, how we